Okay, yeah. So I spent about half the year in China because apart from myself, the rest of the team are based out of Shanghai. So yes, and we only cover China. So, I mean, I guess the obviously there's lots of things that are being discussed in China at the moment, but what one of them is that China, being a communist country, has five-year plans. So its latest five-year plan has been published and announced relatively recently, as well as there's been a lot of new announcements in terms of new roles and responsibilities in the senior leadership of the Communist Party, and that has significant ramifications in terms of what's going to happen economically, strategically, etc., within China over the next 5 years. And some of the hot issues are very kind of China-specific and very domestic, and some of them have international implications. On the domestic side, you know, it's typical things like improving the, or rather narrowing the gap between the rich and the poor, spreading wealth inland into some of the poorer provinces of China, allowing Chinese economy to move up the value chain and so on. In terms of some of the aspects which are kind of more relevant for other countries, I guess part of it's about access to resources, and part of it is about moving up the value chain. So if you think about the Chinese economy, one of their challenges, they're trying to move away from low-cost, low-wage, labor-based kind of industry, higher-end sectors, or moving up the value chain to areas where they have more intellectual property, where they can build in more margins. And to allow them to do that, they run into bunch of challenges. The first one is how do you, first of all, develop the intellectual property? Secondly, you need to have a certain amount of scale to be able to do that. Thirdly, you need distribution. So in the past, you know, they've relied on, when it comes to export, they've relied on third parties to do all the distribution overseas. But if you move up the value chain, you want to start being able to build brands, you want to be able to do your own R&D or acquire R&D, you need to also invest in your distribution channels to try and own more of that yourself. And so that's driving a need to look overseas and say, okay, well, what brands, what intellectual property, what distribution channels can we access from an M&A perspective, from a collaborative perspective, etc. The second issue is, as the economy continues to grow, obviously it's a massive suck in terms of resources. So anything from through to foodstuffs, through to biofuels, all those sort of things. And China historically has always wanted to be autonomous and not rely on third parties in terms of supplying those resources, because of the worry that that puts China in a weak position where other countries can put pressure on it. And so to the extent that it can be self-sufficient, then it allows them to do their own thing. However, moving forward, that's becoming increasingly non-sustainable. And China being a very much a planned still economy from a macro perspective, and the government setting sort of long-term strategies for the economy, they've identified the fact that they need to do something about that, which again means looking for resources overseas and looking for capabilities overseas to allow them to secure the longevity of the growth of its economy. And so a number of years ago already, the central government issued a policy to try and encourage Chinese companies to expand overseas because they wanted them to be able to secure some of these strategic resources, and because they wanted them to be able to develop the intellectual property, the distribution, etc., but also because what they're trying to do is to create national champions. So if you look at the Chinese economy, it's one where you have a few large companies and lots of small companies, and the large companies are all state-owned, and by global standards, they're actually not that large. And it's very fragmented. So in most industry sectors, you have lots and lots of local competitors, plus all the multinationals who are competing in the domestic market. And so it means a very competitive market, but also a very inefficient market. And it also means that the local players struggle to compete against multinationals from a Chinese perspective, because they don't have... And so the government is trying to force consolidation to develop some strong national champions who can then compete on a global level, not just at a national level.